Welcome to the Two Blind Squirrels. How are you, Faith?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you ready?
I am.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of excited about today.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Because we hadn't recorded in a while, and we did that live show, and it was fun the other day. But I'm excited about this one.
Well, good.
Because I get to record with a beautiful hot chick.
Well, that's good.
If you appreciate me saying that.
I do. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, then I guess we should get started.
Okay.
Do you have lots of things to talk about?
No.
Maybe we should get started. There we go.
Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels. Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
Yeah, on today's show, I'm going to tell you how to successfully waste 2.5 hours.
Oh, good.
Yes.
You're good at that.
Oh. Well, as a ardent listener of this show, I'm sure all of you know how to waste a good 20 minutes.
Well, I know how to do them. I bet as wasteful as your 2 hours was,
yes,
I could probably fit more things into 2 hours.
You know what? You're like the Hopkins County stew of 2 hours. You got corn going on, and beans, and peas, and chicken, and tomatoes, and
that's right.
All kinds of spices.
Yep.
You know what my 2 hours was more like?
What?
Chicken and dumplings with no chicken.
Just dumplings. Just boring old tasteless dumplings,
yep.
with no chicken broth.
With no chicken broth.
Nasty, flour, doughy, yep. Nasty dumplings.
Yep. It's like oatmeal with no water.
There you go. You know? Oh, you know, when I was a kid, I used to like to eat dry oatmeal.
Really? That is so weird because it has no taste.
No. Cinnamon oatmeal.
Oh.
Like in the little packets. I'd go to my grandpa's house.
You sure you just didn't like the cinnamon?
Well, yeah.
Chew it on oats. What are you, a horse?
Apparently. I'd eat it dry. And that weird. I mean, he didn't have much to eat other than Ritz crackers and glass bottles of 7-Up.
Yes.
And we'd watch Y5O reruns.
Not really kid appropriate.
Well, I wasn't that little. I mean, you know, I was a kid.
When I was, this is when I was like 5, I would, at my great grandmother's house, I would get into the dough. I would get into, she had dough.
Like what kind of dough?
Well, it was like biscuits, I guess, but they weren't toasted.
Okay.
And she kept saying that it was going to rise in my stomach and make me sick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to eat pie dough, raw pie dough. I liked that too.
We were weird.
My mom, she always made a homemade pie crust, but she always kept a box of, I mean, I don't know if you can buy these anymore, but it was pie dough, and they looked like sticks of butter.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even know if you, I've never even bought those. I don't even know if you can get them anymore.
You can't get those anymore.
Anyway, but
stop making them. I have lead poisoning in them.
Yeah, probably. I'd climb up on the cabinet and I'd break off a chunk. So she'd go to make a pie, like if she was in a hurry and didn't have time to make a homemade crust.
Uh huh.
And she'd get the dough out. It'd be like all gnawed on because I'd have eaten it.
Disgusting.
Yuck. I couldn't do that now.
So they finally went over the edge, these people.
Who did?
These people.
What people?
These people. They finally went over the
Who
edge.
People?
I'm just going to tell you.
Oh.
I go to the grocery store the other night after church.
Right.
Okay. This is not on Sunday. This is on last Wednesday night.
Yeah.
I'm going to the grocery store. I go in to buy my tea and my Cokes and my eggs and my milk. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what I got.
Whatever,
I got
the list I gave you.
Yeah, the list you gave me. I go in to pick up just a few things after church, and then I'm going home. and it's 8 o'clock at night. And I go in there's nobody in the grocery store. We live in a small town. There was nobody in the grocery store.
It was after church.
There were more employees than there were people. And I'm parked right up front, right outside the front door. When I go in, you know, there's nobody else there. When I come out, there's a car parked beside. When I first walk out the door, I hear music, which is mildly irritating, but I didn't think too much of it.
Right.
As I push the buggy over to my truck, I have to go to the passenger side because I'm putting all the groceries into the passenger side. Well, there's this car parked there, and that's where the music's coming from. And it's rap music. And it's obviously, it doesn't sound like it's Christian rap music. And so I'm already, my irritation is rising because now I know I have to listen to this while I'm putting stuff in my truck. Then I realized as I got closer to it, it sounds weird. It doesn't sound muffled.
Like it's coming out of the car.
Like it's coming from inside the car. And as I got close to it, I walked right by, I'm literally walking between, I'm walking between it and my truck. Mm-hmm. I realized that the music is coming out from under the hood.
Under the hood?
Yeah.
Was there anybody in the car?
Well, I'm getting to that. Oh. So I'm like, it's coming out from under the hood. That doesn't make any sense. You know, it's not coming from inside the car. It's coming from outside the car, like in the hood. I mean, it's clear. It's crisp. It's not muffled. It's, normally all you hear is...
Like it's on purpose? Like they're annoying you on purpose?
Like they're annoying me on purpose. So... As I
they're
am realizing
their profanity,
as I'm realizing this, as I'm realizing this, my irritation level is growing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I am in front of the car. Now I'm starting to hear cuss words.
Uh huh. Of course you are.
All of them.
Uh huh.
All the cuss words I know, and three others, which I'll have to ask you about after the show.
Oh, yeah, like I know.
Because I'm not sure. I'm not sure what a widget is. Well, I actually know what a widget is, but I don't think I've ever used it in the terms he was using it as.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he was saying Phil foul, foul, Phil foul, foul, Phil foul, Phil foul, Phil, and saying things about my mama that don't need to be said ever by anyone. Now my irritation is great, and I'm having to load my truck.
Listen.
So it's not like, if I could have just walked out, got in my truck and left,
right,
I would probably just been mad.
Yeah.
I wasn't just mad. I was supremely irritated. Okay. As I was loading, I said, if my daughter was here, oh my goodness,
Yeah.
I skipped a part. I leaned over to look inside the car. Now, I'm in Silver Springs. I'm not in Dallas. There's a slight chance I might get shot. If I was in Dallas, it'd be a greater percent. Yeah. It would be like a 90% chance of getting shot doing this, but I wasn't in Dallas. I was in Silver Springs, so there's only like a 10% chance I'd get shot. So I leaned over to look inside the car and challenge the person listening to the radio.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't want to hear this.
Yeah.
What are you doing? There was nobody in the car. They just left it going because they expected other people walking into the grocery store might want to hear their beautifully composed symphonic cuss words. Now I'm losing it.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm considering what my insurance agent's going to say.
Yeah.
When I drive my truck over their car. Can I get away with this? And how much damage can I really do?
Yeah.
You know. What's the best angle of attack? Should I back into the car and drive it into the building? Or
well, don't hurt the building. They didn't do anything.
I know. Or should I come at it from the sidewalk, to come around and come at it from the sidewalk?
Don't they have those big posts right there as you walk up into the grocery store? You could, like, ram it into those. They're not going anywhere.
True. My next thought is, do I have anything in the car that I can break their window with? And get in and
turn this off
and just start yanking wires until the
music
stops.
Did you think about maybe they were in the store?
I knew they were in the store.
Well, why don't you go in there and find them?
Well, I'm following my progression of thoughts.
Okay.
My next thought is, meanwhile, I'm loading the truck.
Uh-huh.
I get through loading the truck and my next thought is I should just leave and go home and leave. I can't do that. I can't do that. So I'm thinking, well, I should call the police. Well, wait a minute. Yes, I'm offended, but the store owner, this is right in front of the door.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody leaving or coming into the store, if I call the police, I got to wait there. Mm-hmm. I got to file a report. I got to sign papers. I got to, do these things. I go into the store and is the manager here? yes, is there a problem? I said, no, I just can. Is he available? Can I talk to him for a second? Sure. So they call him up there. It takes him like 5 seconds to get there. And I'm like, come here. And we walk outside and I'm like, you really want this, you know,
to outside your store?
I would call the police and file a complaint, but I'm leaving. I'll take care of it, sir. So I don't know if he called the police or he, whatever. I don't know what he did. He just said, I'll take care of it. I'm like, okay.
Which one was it? Was it the young? Was it the younger guy? Or was it the older guy with the gray hair?
No, he had gray hair.
Okay, it's the manager then. He was the real man. He's the real manager.
The real manager.
What is his name? Darren? Devin?
I don't know.
Darren? Devin? Something like that.
Don't know.
Yeah. He orders stuff for me all the time.
Yeah.
What is his name?
I don't know. I didn't ask him his name.
I know his name.
Anyway, so that was my experience the other night.
Sorry. I'm sure he took care of it because he didn't want that crappity crap
so in front
of his store.
So as bad as that was, I went to a meeting today.
Uh-huh.
It was a mandatory meeting.
They didn't cuss in this meeting, did they?
It was required, no.
Was it like a company-wide, sit-in-the-auditorium kind of meeting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they had to have several because the company's so big. And it's called the kickoff, 09 kickoff.
Oh, it's that thing?
Yes. And it was a required meeting. And so you had to schedule, because they can't all fit everybody in the same room at the same time. So you had to schedule to go in. So I scheduled to go in. I scheduled to go in at 11. It was supposed to be 11 to 12:30.
Uh-huh.
Well.
Isn't that your lunch hour?
Yeah. But I'm thinking, I get out at 12:30. I'll go eat, come back 1:30. They extended it for an hour. Like Friday. They sent out an email. We're extending the meeting time for an hour. So now it's from 11 to 1:30.
Ugh.
I'm like, okay, it's too early to eat at 10:30. You know, and I got to leave at like 10:35 to get there.
Yeah.
And they're having it at the Grapevine Conventions. Well, I shouldn't say all this. I shouldn't give all these details because you can figure out who it is. But anyway, the point is they rent a convention center for this. Now, they rent a convention center for it, and they put a giant screen at the front. And there's like 2,000 people in the room. They put a giant screen up at the front, okay? Now, there's about 2,000 people in the room. You multiply that by $50 an hour. This meeting cost over $200,000 just in labor. That's not an exaggeration.
I know.
So they put the screen up at the front of the room, but the room has no tilt to it. There's no angle to it. It's just we're all sitting in folding chairs. Okay? And, well, they weren't metal folding chairs. They actually were a little more comfortable than that. I mean, 2 hours in any chair is too much, but they weren't folding chairs. But still, they were that kind of chair. And the point is that so you couldn't see from where I was sitting the bottom half of the screen. You know, unless you were 8 foot tall and the person behind you couldn't see the screen at all. So I never could read the bottom of the screens. Well, okay. So some of the things that we were told. Now, the vice president. No, not the vice president. This was a president talking. This was actually a president talking to us, not the president of all Verizon, just of my division. Uh-huh. And he began to say things that I just could not believe were being said. I can't believe I work for this man. Well, and technically, I really don't. He's like. It's a long story.
Different division. Okay.
He told me I work for him. Everybody works for me because of his department. It's complicated. But I'm like, dude, I don't even like you. I mean, he said things like, okay, first of all, he said that he made this statement of we need to increase organizational conflict.
What?
Yeah. Now, what does that mean to you?
That's like an oxymoron, isn't it?
If somebody told you that you had organizational conflict, what would come to your mind?
Was a bad thing.
Yeah, you would think that was a bad thing. I saw that up on the screen and I thought, that's a poor choice of words. I don't know where he's going to go with that.
Yeah.
But obviously he picked the wrong words.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like to me, he means for organizations to have more conflict,
yeah,
and more fighting and more, uh-huh, infighting. That's exactly what he meant.
Really?
That's what he told us we should do. We should have more organizational conflict. We should find out where the people are that are keeping us from getting our jobs done and get angry. He told us, get angry. And make sure these people are called out on the floor about it.
Where does this guy work?
He didn't work in my building.
How old was he?
I don't know. 50.
Huh.
I don't know. It's hard to tell. He was a different nationality too, by the way. And so he spoke good English, but doesn't serve him well in my book.
Alrighty.
He didn't come from a biblical perspective.
So he wants everybody to be mad at each other. Okay.
That's what he said. More organizational conflict.
Okay.
What was another thing he said? He said, if you don't come to work every day thinking, I might lose my job today, then you have the wrong attitude.
Excuse me?
If you don't.
That's what you want your employees to think?
That was a direct quote, almost. I mean, it was something very similar to that. Yes.
That's what you want your employees to think.
If you don't come to work every day and think, I could lose my job if I don't give 100%, I think is what he said. I could lose my job if I don't give 100% today, then you have the wrong attitude. Because we'll take, you know, because you could. It's just, this whole meeting was like that. It was like, what? 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 Have you, you're not a motivational speaker, are you? Because. And then they presented the fact that, okay, so this is what I got from the meeting. Last year, we all worked very hard with, even though there were many layoffs and we lost a lot of resources, and we're very proud of you for working so hard, but you sucked. And this year, we're going to have less resources. And when I say you sucked, that was the numbers. You know, the numbers were down. You know, whatever the numbers were, they were wrong. There were a lot of numbers on the screen, and they all had big words that meant nothing.
Uh-huh.
Like to me, like, you know, OEMs, they all had initials too. OEMs and UR4s and 764s, and you got to be careful for the EMTs and the windbacks and the you know, all this kind of stuff. You know that? Okay, let's try English. Let's try. We made less money last year than we needed to make.
That's clear.
That takes like 5 seconds and we can go eat.
Yeah.
So we made less. So we sucked this year. Because we sucked, we're going to lose resources. We're going to lose 14% more resources this year. But we do have to do a better job than we did last year. And we're going to have to do more than we did last year. So our quality is going to have to go up. Our quantity is going to have to go up. But we're going to have less resources. And there's also going to be layoffs.
Isn't that what less resources mean?
Please work harder and longer until we lay you off. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
And then they kept saying, like, come on, guys. You know, because he would say something that would, like, need an applause or something. And he would.
Look around and go?
He was like,
is anybody else?
Come on, this is an opportunity to clap. And we're like, what planet are you from?
Were you the only one who
thought it was nuts? No. We were all on our cell phones back there. We were all just kind of surfing the web on our cell phones because he'd lost us an hour ago. I bailed quicker than most people, but. So.
Oh, man.
It was bad. I was Twittering all day. I was driving people on Twitter crazy because they were like, leave us alone. You never talk. So. Yeah. It was great. It was so great. I had such a good time. So this was from 11 o'clock to 1:30. Now, keep in mind, you're giving these people bad news, and they're hungry. When this thing let out, we all had to leave the same parking lot at the same time. Yeah. Organizational conflict was achieved. Yes. Goal number one.
Goal number one. Woohoo! You are hardworking employees.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. What was another quote?
Number one boss man there?
No. Before I went, I said, Alan, I said, are you going? I said, are you going? He said, oh, no, I was thinking about going until they told me I had to.
He did not.
He did too. And he said, oh, this is what he told us to say. Because our product is broadband service.
Uh-huh.
We're having losses in this area, and because of the economy.
Who said this?
This is the president.
Oh, okay.
Because of the economy is a bad situation, we need to really stress to customers and even our neighbors and friends that it's important for them to keep broadband during these hard economic times because they'll need it to look for another job. Try searching Monster on dial-up. You're the president, really?
That's what you got.
No wonder we're in such bad shape. Okay. Holy crap, sir. I say, sir, you're an idiot.
Oh,
does this work in your country? Do people get motivated by this? What's wrong with you? This is a kickoff. This isn't a kickoff. This is a kick out, kick down.
Yeah, kick down. Yeah,
this is a kick me in my keister.
Yeah. Well, so what'd you tell him when you came back to the office?
Oh, okay. Well, before I left. Okay. So before I left, he says, yeah, I was going to go until they told me I had to. He said, but it's required. Because he was looking at me like, it's required. You have to go. I'm like, I know. I'm going. This is a do as you say, not as you do kind of thing. I said, believe me, I don't want to go, but I don't have the skins to sit it out. Well, when I came back, I told Alan, I said, well, here's the good news. The good news is that he wants us to increase our organizational conflict. So you have a presidential mandate for what you already do. He's like, oh, cool. And then one of his concerns was how much this meeting was costing the company. Because they flew, they flew all these guys. And it wasn't just this one president talking. Yeah. There were like five of them talking. They were all executives from new whatever. And New York, New Jersey, one of those new states. And so they flew all them guys out here. Plus, they had this whole media set up, and everything. And they had to rent that big building. And I mean, why not use video? Why not use the internet? Yeah. Why not use the services we sell to everybody else to tell them that this is the way you should do things to save money? No, we got to have a meeting that doesn't cost us $250,000 to tell us we need to save money. Well, I know where we can save $250,000. Let's not do this. So this was...
Because you do have, video conferencing meetings that you just, log on to your computer with, don't you?
Yes, we do that.
They could do that.
They could do that, but they didn't. So I told Alan, so my boss was saying that that was one of his major beefs, was why are you having this meeting? Why aren't you doing this through some cheaper way instead of flying these people around and everything? Well, he actually answered this question. It wasn't a direct question about this meeting, but it was about sort of... how do we be smart about doing, these kinds of things or something? And it led into him saying, well, this meeting here, this is a value-added service.
A what?
This is a value-added service.
I don't even know what that is.
Nobody does. It just means this, it's not reality. It's just how you phrase reality, okay? It's just the word you associate with. Oh. This is a value-added service. I'm like... You know what? I'm fixing to go to lunch for an hour and a half. I'm probably going to have a margarita and a burrito. And then I'm going to go back to work. And you know what? That's going to be a value-added service that you can just write off, okay? I did. I left it. I'm like, I'm not going back to work. I had a nice pot of stew waiting for me at work that I brought from home. But I'm like, I'm not going to go back to work and eat that at my desk. No, I refuse. I went to a restaurant. I went to El Phoenix Restaurant, and I sat down and I ordered fajitas. And I sat there and I just relaxed and I read Twitter and read some news on the internet and I relaxed and I took it easy and I even considered a sopapilla. I didn't get one, but I considered it. I didn't have a beer or margarita, but I was tempted.
Sorry. What are you going to do?
Go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Be thankful that I have a job.
Yes. You know. Yeah. Even though it's ridiculous.
Well, that guy's ridiculous. The job's all right. You just kind of ignore that kind of thing. I think you work for a big company. I think every once in a while they. I just don't understand how they made this guy a president. He must be really awesome at something else.
Yeah. Because this is not his
this
forte.
Is not, this is not it. But they sent him out to talk to the, basically the entire company.
Yeah.
Did you not check to see if he could give a speech? Somebody ought to be looking at this. Okay, well, I have news. We'll wrap this show up. Enough of me complaining. Welcome to your Tuesday, by the way. I don't know if I said hi to everybody. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hope you're enjoying your Tuesday. Listen to us complain about everything.
I didn't complain about anything. I could, but I didn't.
You laughed at me complaining about stuff.
Yeah.
But listen, seriously, there's a couple of things I want to tell you about. One, the 3-minute Bible study is off and running and kicking and doing great. We don't We don't have a huge sign up for it yet, but we're gaining. We're getting people to sign up for it. I've also got somebody to help me. Winston has agreed to help me out. Thank you very much, Winston, to help me so that I stay regular and posting those Bible studies every day going forward. He's going to help me do some of the questions and help me, you know, just basically help me. So that's good. So I've got some coverage there so that when I'm sick or out or too busy, something that it can get posted and we can continue to do it on a daily basis. It's 3 minutes a day. It's a three-minute Bible study. It'll take you 3 minutes out of your day to read the verse, which is right there in front of you. You don't have to go look it up or have your Bible or anything. You just go mylifeministries.org/forums, and you'll see MLM Bible study there. And right now, we're in Romans 4. And we're just taking 3 or 4 verses a day. I post the verses so that you can read them, and then I post a couple of questions where you can just leave a comment. And the point is just to take 3 minutes and be in the Word every day and if you do that, then you'll end up thinking about it. You know, there's too many of these Bible studies, you know, they just try to break off too much. And I really enjoy doing our community Bible study because they really take it just a little bit at a time, just a little bite-sized pieces at a time. Because you read over 5 verses in the Bible and there's just, I mean, you can do that and kind of read the context of a story being told. Right. But also, you can just take it 1 verse at a time, you know, or 2 or 3 verses at a time in context. Because sometimes it takes 2 or 3 verses to make a sentence of Paul's.
Yeah. I mean, well, he did. You know. he was the king of the run-ons.
Yeah, he was the king of the run-on sentence. But anyway, so just, you know, so come over and join us and get involved in that. Take a look at that. See what you think. The other thing, two other small items. One is we started Fish News.
What's that?
Fish News is a very exciting thing. It's on Twitter, if you're a Twitterite. It's Fish News, F-I-S-H, just like you think it would spell, Fish News. And it's on Twitter, twitter.com/fishnews. And what it is it's Christian-related stories. These are stories from the AP poll, from AP and from OneNews.com, OneNewsNow.com, and a bunch of stories from AP and other stories that people bring up and post in the forum, post in the community that they found wherever. Whether it's about abortion or whether it's about, it's current stories that are in the news that affect us, you know, as Christians. And it's a great source. I only put out about 3 or 4 a day and try to break them up.
Okay.
So that's great.
Cool.
And anybody who has a great interest in that could also, there's an opportunity there to help me out. See, okay. I've come up with the ideas, and I just pawn them off on people.
There you go.
Jason Dunn has agreed to, which I very much appreciate. We've got some Dunn fun going on in the show notes. So from now on, hopefully, there will be better show notes. Because Jason Dunn's going to do that for us, and I really appreciate that. Gracie was doing that for us a while back. She's very busy.
She's very, very busy. She's traveling busy. All over the United States.
She is. She's a little migratory squirrel.
Yep.
She loves it when I use squirrel references. I guess that's about it. There's also MLMIN, and that is a Twitter ID where you can actually follow everything that is put out by the network, by the My Life Ministries network, which is Jesus Geek and Scott Roche and Jen and Dave Show. All of that goes through there. There's also an RSS feed you can get, which will allow you to get all those shows and one RSS feed for everything, including blog posts in the ministry and everything. So exciting things. We're kind of we're having these little channels where you can get information, you can get more squirrel, get more involved, get more into the community. That's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
Staying connected.
Okay.
Okay.
You stay connected.
I will.
Okay.
Well, thanks for joining us today. Sorry the show ran a little long. We're trying to keep them a little shorter. 20 minutes, I think, is a perfect show.
Yeah.
Because I get bored after 20 minutes.
Yeah, you don't like to listen to more. Mm-mm. But yeah, we always talk longer, though.
Well, I'm a good talker, not a very good listener. Did you get to say anything in today's show at all? Have you said more than like three words?
I don't think so.
No, go ahead and say something.
No, it's okay.
No, go ahead. Okay, here's the faith minute. Go.
I got nothing.
See?
If you want to hear about my day, see?
No.
It's just not.
No, I've already heard.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that again. I know you need to tell it, and I need to listen to it, but... Yep.
You don't need to hear... You don't want me to tell anybody else?
No, I'm just kidding. Not right now. Maybe next show.
Okay.
If you want to do that.
People don't really want to know.
I don't think so.
No. I don't want to tell it again.
You know what? Your beatings aren't as funny. When you get beat down, it just makes me feel bad. When I get beat down, everybody laughs. What's that about?
Because I'm really beat down and you're not. That's the difference.
Oh, okay.
Mine is real.
What? Are you saying my life isn't real?
No, I'm saying...
I think you said my life isn't real.
I didn't say that.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
That's what it sounded like.
I said your being beat down isn't real.
You don't think I was beat down by that meeting?
Yeah, I think so. But it wasn't really beat down. Not like I was beat down today.
I wasn't suicidal.
I wasn't either.
I was ready to quit my job. I was ready to get Mark out of that meeting. If that, it means I got to quit, okay. Oh, how frustrating. It's one of those days where you go, you know what? I shouldn't make any important decisions in the next 30 minutes. Because they're going to...
Yeah.
Just in a bad place right
now.
Yeah,
I'm going to make really bad decisions.
Mr. President. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Bios con Dios.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.